News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good Monday morning. I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Secretary of State John Kerry says it's up to the Iraqi people to choose leaders who will contain Sunni militants. We're getting closer to Baghdad. He is in Baghdad today to meet with Iraq's embattled Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Alistair Buncall is in the safe zone controlled by the Kurds and files this report for Sky News.
He has touched down to have meetings with the beleaguered Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki first and foremost. He will also meet senior Sunni and Kurdish leaders during his visit, and they need to try and find a way forward politically. He is here at President Obama's request, and they want to try and create an inclusive government, a government that satisfies the Sunnis in Iraq and also the Kurdish population up here in the north of the country. Not an easy task at all. It will not be an immediate solution if they achieve it, but it will be a step forward in the face of increasing ISIS advances.
Kerry has also said the U.S. has worked for years to provide Iraqis this chance to choose their own government. One man is dead after a motorcycle crash near Auburndale on Saturday night. We have the details on that from WSAU's Raymond Newpert.
Wood County deputies say a 34-year-old Eagle River man is dead after his motorcycle and another vehicle crashed at the corner of U.S. Highway 10 and State Highway 186 around 9:30 Saturday night. The man was transported to St. Joseph's Hospital, but later died of his injuries. The crash remains under investigation, and no names have been released at this time. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
A Rhinelander man is in the UW-Madison burn unit. He was electrocuted in the town of Schley. Deputies were called around 2 p.m. Thursday after a tree caught on some electrical wires on Highway 17. When Town of Russell firefighters got there, they found a severely burned 30-year-old man who was near the pole. Ambulances were called. He was rushed to Wausau Aspirus and then airlifted to UW-Madison. Investigators think the man stopped to check on the burning tree and was electrocuted by that downed wire at the scene. Crime Stoppers of Portage County is asking for your help to solve an animal abuse case. Earlier this month, a newborn puppy was found beaten to death at South Jordan Park in the town of Hull off Highway 66. There were five other puppies found nearby. They survived the attack. A couple walking made the discovery back on June 6th. The surviving dogs were huddled around the dead puppy, and those five pups have been nursed back to health. They've been adopted out. But Portage County Sheriff's deputies are still investigating. If you have information, call the Crime Stoppers hotline, 888-346-6600. You don't have to leave your name. You could get a cash reward if your tip leads to an arrest. And that number is posted on our website, WSAU.com. A call to rethink how agriculture handles manure. Jay Peck, the executive director of Family Farm Defenders, says a lot of manure lagoons eventually wind up leaking, and he says that manure contains a lot of harmful substances.
We represent small-scale family farmers, and we think there should be more effort to get cows out on grass, not putting millions of gallons of manure in lagoons that leak, and not using land simply to dump manure.
He says it's not just a water contamination problem. He says manure also contains things like chemicals that are used to clean barn floors and pharmaceutical products that are given to cows and livestock. The steak you're planning to grill this summer is going to cost more. Casey Langan, the spokesperson for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, says they've seen this trend for a couple of years, and a lot of the increase in beef prices is weather-related.
And it's largely related to droughts that have been happening around the country. Particularly a couple of years ago in the west and the south, we had extreme drought to the point where cattlemen and farmers were selling entire herds of cattle. And as a result, our nation's cattle herd is at its smallest size in 60 years.
Here's a concern from the World Cup soccer tournament in Brazil. New York Senator Chuck Schumer is warning that spectators leaving the World Cup could spread a mosquito-borne illness to other areas around the globe. He says the cases of chikungunya virus are rapidly spreading. He's calling on the CDC to issue a health alert so doctors can better ID and treat the virus's symptoms. On the field of the World Cup yesterday, disappointment for the U.S. We couldn't hold a 2-1 lead against Portugal, the game-tying goal coming in the closing seconds. Now our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Mostly cloudy for today with a few showers or an isolated thunderstorm, especially east of Wausau, high around 78. For tonight, partly or mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower, low down to 61. On Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy, some scattered showers or thunderstorms developing, mainly during the afternoon, high of 78. Wednesday, a 40% chance for some rain or an isolated storm, high 74. I'm Newsline I meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
And we have some cloud cover around central Wisconsin to start this morning. If you'd like the hour-by-hour temperatures, real-time weather radar, and the six-day forecast, it's all for you 24-7 on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. Chris Conley, WSAU News.